This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Straight ahead, the iOS 12 official review from personal tech columnist David Pierce. A free update revives old iPhones and makes Siri almost useful. We kid, however, Apple's best iPhone upgrade this year, according to David, doesn't cost a dime. Why iOS 12 may just teach your iPhone new tricks. But first, these tech headlines. In the aftermath of Hurricane Florence, stranded residents turn to tech. Those in the Carolinas have turned to technology and social media to stay connected and even call for help. In particular, Zello Inc.'s mobile app, which lets users use their phones like walkie-talkies, shot to the number one spot in Apple's App Store in recent days. The app became popular last year during Hurricanes Harvey and Irma, when volunteer rescue teams used it to field distress calls. WSJ.com has more about how rescue volunteers, known as the Cajun Navy, along with those from the Carolinas, are using the app to communicate with people in harm's way. North Korea is plugging into the digital economy. Cloaking their identities, North Korean operatives have been able to use U.S. tech and social media networks to evade U.S.-led sanctions and generate income. The Journal writes that they've advertised jobs and found clients on job search exchanges such as Upwork and Freelancer.com. They've also developed software using the Microsoft-owned GitHub, communicated over Slack, and asked for payments via PayPal. Amazon is investigating suspected data leaks and bribes of its employees as it fights to root out fake reviews and other seller scams from its website. The Journal writes how employees of Amazon, primarily with the aid of intermediaries, are offering internal data that can give an edge to independent merchants selling their products on the site. The Journal has more about the practice, which violates company policy and is particularly pronounced in China, at WSJ.com. Straight ahead, Apple rolls out iOS 12. Why personal tech columnist David Pierce says it's Apple's most important upgrade this fall. Starting Monday, iOS 12 is rolling out. Apple's most important upgrade this fall doesn't cost $1,000, and you don't even have to go to the Apple Store to get it. In fact, after testing iOS 12 software, personal tech columnist David Pierce says you may not even trip over your friends and loved ones to buy that new iPhone. He joins us now with why. Joining us via Skype from San Francisco is personal tech columnist David Pierce. Hey, David.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So the main reason to get this update, and you say to get it, is that it will make our phones run faster, A. But that's just the start of it. There's actually a bunch of new features. So let's start with an old friend, Siri. It's a complicated relationship. I always say this time it's going to be different. Maybe this time it is, though. You give me hope. Let's start there. How has Siri improved?
So there are two ways to think about Siri. One is Siri, the voice assistant that you talk to and talks back. And on that front, it's not that much better. It's a little better. It can do a couple of new things. You can change the voice. And so it's a little bit better, but it's still not as good as Google Assistant and Alexa. But there's also Siri, this sort of broad overarching technology that is a lot of different things that Apple is doing. And that's things like Siri can now guess what you're about to do. If you order the same coffee at the same time every day, Siri can start to actually guess that you're going to do that and give you a one-tap way to do it. It always tells me how to call into meetings. Or there's this new app called Siri Shortcuts where you can actually define these things for yourself. So you can say, whenever I say, I need more coffee, which is one that I set up, it'll automatically run a search for the nearest coffee shops and pop it up. And then I press on it and whichever one it gives me immediate directions to. So instead of going into the Maps app and searching for what I need, and it just makes like five steps, two steps. And that's what Siri is actually really good at. And in that sense, Siri is really useful as a sort of call and response voice assistant. It's still not the best, but as a way to sort of make using your phone a little more productive and efficient, it's actually really good in iOS 12. I was really impressed.
All right. And if nothing else, you say some cool new accents might help matters.
I'm all about Irish man Siri. There's I think it's South African, Australian, Irish, American, and British. I think I might be missing one, but I think that's all of them. And they can be male or female. And I tried them all, and Irish man Siri, I just feel like we're friends now. It's nice.
I'm anxious to check them out. That's definitely something I have more fun with than I should probably admit. Speaking of, Apple has a screen time feature now, aims to do away with a lot of distractions. Apple's made a big deal about us checking ourselves. So I understand screen time is a big effort to help us do that.
Yeah, so this has been a big thing that Apple's been talking about over the last year almost at this point, that basically we're all sort of addicted to our phones. We use them more than we'd like, and perhaps most frighteningly in ways we don't necessarily notice. The number of times you just sort of catch yourself using your phone where it's like, wait, I don't even remember picking this up or what I was doing. For me, it's always like I'm watching a TV show and then I just sort of aimlessly look at my phone. I'm like, well, wait, why? I wanted to watch this show. Why am I looking at my phone? So anyway, so Apple has rolled out a bunch of new tools, which it's calling Screen Time, to help manage it. So you can now start collecting data and see how often you look at your phone during the day. It'll measure every time you pick it up and unlock it. It can start to tell you how often you use certain apps, and you can actually set limits on those apps so that you, after, say, 45 minutes of Instagram every day, it'll start to say you've hit your limit. You can keep going if you want to, but you have to, you know, press a thing that says, yes, please let me continue to be a terrible person.
right.
And there's a downtime feature that will actually shut a bunch of things off for you and let you kind of get away for the weekend. And so there's all these bits and pieces of it. And what's tricky for me about Screen Time is that all this data is great, but it's kind of like knowing that you took 10,000 steps today, right? It's like, okay, I put on a Fitbit, I took a bunch of steps, and then I either did well or didn't do well, and I don't really know what to make of any of that. It's all just sort of numbers. The iPhone and Screen Time still have some of that problem where it's like, okay, I picked up my phone 146 times today. Is that good? Is that bad? Should I do better? There's just not it feels like the beginning of something really interesting, but I haven't gotten a ton out of this big screen full of scary looking numbers yet.
All right. So notifications are there. There's no lack of those. One other thing that really stood out to me was, in terms of all this management, are the enhancements they're making to Password Manager. There's actually more useful elements now I'm seeing. Seems like they're getting safer yet crazier, because I understand you can actually add someone's face ID as well. That's a big crazy step up.
Crazier is fair. But the part I like is that have a password manager is the absolute first step in being more secure on the internet.
True.
It'll be something that forces you to use different passwords and use secure passwords, and even you don't know your passwords. Those are all good things. The problem is it's kind of a pain to have to remember a bunch of different passwords.
True.
Or to switch apps, and then you copy it and then you go back to the app you're in, and then it's just annoying. But with iOS 12, what they have is you can basically access a third-party password manager, whether you use 1Password or Dashlane or any number of other ones, right from within an app. So it's as if you've saved it in Safari or whatever browser you're using. It's when you're typing, you tap into the password field and a thing pops up and says, is it this password? And it basically guesses what you're looking for, and you tap it once and it fills your password and logs you in. And it is not only more secure, it is just vastly easier than having to type in your password. And before you could do it, but you had to use Apple's built-in password managers, which only worked with other Apple products. Whereas now it can work with whatever third-party password manager you want. And it is a giant step in the right direction of not having to enter all of your passwords over and over again all day, every day.
So before we run out of time, I want to get some of this last minute fun stuff. There's a lot of features by way of a whole bunch of fun stuff. But in terms of facelift enhancements by way of the camera, by way of AR, by way of this fascinating Memoji business, what's new and exciting?
All this stuff is just going to get really weird, I would say, is the one thing to expect. So there's this new feature. Last year, there was Animoji, which means you could animate your face with an emoji. So you could be a unicorn or a poop or whatever. And now you can actually make one that looks kind of like you. You have to basically start from scratch, so you can make it look any way you want. Mine is like a much better looking, suaver version of me. It's very exciting. But it's a lot of these things. Apple's doing all of this sort of augmented reality stuff, kind of trying to figure out why anybody would want it. And Joanna Stern, who I work with all the time, is the only person I know who's ever actually used AR for something productive. She just moved and did a bunch of sort of mapping out of her living room furniture using AR before she actually bought the furniture. And like, that's very cool. But a lot of these features on iOS 12 and on the iPhone in general, they're fun and they're nifty and they make for a really cool demo. But I don't know about you. My friends aren't sending me animated poop emojis very often.
I'm
it feels
the only
like we're
one.
Still.
I mean, I do the unicorn thing all the time. That's my
nice. I love that.
Choice.
That's awesome.
I'm the only one who does it. No, you're right.
So, yeah, so it's going to be cool eventually. And the tech is amazing, but it does feel like we're still sort of waiting for the thing that makes everybody want to use this all the time.
Yeah, well, it's a bunch of fun stuff to check out regardless. So I encourage listeners to check out David's latest at WSJ.com/tech. David, thanks as always.
Thank you.
And that is Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.